It's become a standard of recent State of the Union addresses for presidents to search for one word to encapsulate exactly what the State of the Union is, to wit, the current President Bush.
The State of our Union is confident and strong. Our resolve is firm, and our Union is strong. The State of our Union has never been stronger.
He was picking up on the adjective of choice of President Clinton.
The State of our Union is strong. The State of our Union is strong. The State of our Union is strong.
All building up to his last State of the Union in 2000 and this.
The State of our Union is the strongest it has ever been.
George H.W. Bush seems to have shunned the easy descriptor, not so the great communicator. In 1983...
As we gather here tonight, the State of our Union is strong, but our economy is troubled.
And by 1986...
I am pleased to report the State of our Union is stronger than a year ago and growing stronger each day.
Working backwards still, Jimmy Carter in 1978 called the State of the Union sound, and flipped back to 1975 and a blunt appraisal from Gerald Ford, who warned, I've got bad news.
That the State of the Union is not good.
Lyndon Johnson, at the height of the Vietnam War and of anti-war protests in 1968, called the country challenged. John Kennedy in 1963.
I can report to you that the state of this old but youthful Union is good.
Harry Truman in 1951, in the midst of the Korean War, didn't use the words strong, sound, or good, but said the country was in a healthy condition.
Finally, for something loftier on the State of the Union, we went back to Abraham Lincoln, his written annual message to Congress, as it was called then, from December of 1862.
We know how to save the Union, Lincoln wrote, by giving freedom to the slave. The way is plain, peaceful, generous, just, a way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud and God must forever bless.